Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast an unidentified man from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Now, first, it should be noted that our friends in the Great White North, like here in the States, they have a 911 emergency call line. And like here in the States, it's reserved for emergencies, which is why it's called an emergency line. But like here in the States, not everyone understands that. So here is actual audio from a recent 911 call made from a man with an ordinary problem.
911, chief police,
hello?
Fire or ambulance?
I need police.
Okay. Do you have the police? Yeah. Where is the emergency?
Actually, the thing is that I have to pee and these guys are not moving.
You have to pee?
Yeah.
This is your emergency that you have to pee?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How are the police going to help you urinate?
I have to pee, man.
But I'm not sure what you like me to do that you have to urinate. I can't help you with that.
That's it. He was stuck in traffic. Traffic was not moving. He had to pee. He did not know what to do. He got into panic mode. Most people just get out of the car and go pee. Now this man, oh no, he didn't want to poison the side of the road, actually called 911. What I do appreciate about him, about both sides of this, he was calm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both sides were. I do like the cop. They're not going to arrest him. Just like, what do you want us to do? But that's what it is.
All been there.
I called 911 because I got to pee.
Yeah.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Hunter. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Hunter, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Then you know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I'm going to have to roll with interior decorating.
And like the song says, in the butt. In this case, a 46-year-old man, he was admitted into a Florida hospital for surgery to remove a little something from his rectum. According to the report, the man who suffers from schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, he entered the operation room in septic shock, complaining of a week-long abdominal and pelvic pain. Well, doctors performed a CAT scan of the man's abdominal area and found the offending object that appeared to have pierced part of his large intestine. Doctors originally attempted to remove the object without surgery, but they were unsuccessful due to large amounts of blood and hard feces, which, by the way, nickname of my punk band. Quick side note, never mind. Anyway, the doctor turned to surgery to remove the foreign object, and after opening the man up, they noticed the object had, in fact, pierced through the large intestine and dug into the man's buttock muscle. Surgeons drained the right buttock abscess and performed a colostomy to redirect waste into a bag outside of his body. The object was successfully removed. The patient was found to be doing well during his two-week follow-up, and the surgery details were posted in the Annals of Medicine and Surgery, which I'm sure you have a subscription to stress the importance for surgeons to maintain, as they say, high suspicion when encountering psychiatric patients with lower stomach and rectal pain, because a lot of times the patient has put something up their butt. The question is, what did this guy put between his mud flaps? Was it a comb, tweezers, a toy dinosaur, or a screwdriver? So a comb, tweezers, a toy dinosaur, or a screwdriver?
Man, I'm a lean towards the toy dinosaur. What do you boys think?
Okay. I'm going to go screwdriver. Hunter, you going to stick with a toy dinosaur?
I think so.
I mean, that would be great. I mean, as far as the story is concerned.
Well, I keep picturing Toy Story, and it makes me feel so bad. Oh, no, please. Mm-hmm. No, don't do this to me.
Okay.
Woody.
We're going to find out what he jammed up there. Was it a comb, tweezers, a toy dinosaur, or a screwdriver next?
That was a tease.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is interior decorating on profile. We got a man admitted to a Florida hospital to have something removed from his backside that he placed in there. It also pierced his large intestine. It was successfully removed. Question is, what did he stick up there? Comb, tweezers, a toy dinosaur, or a screwdriver?
And that is the very question that we posed to you, my friend Hunter. You went with the toy dinosaur. Obviously, you hate the character from Toy Story, but as it turns out, thankfully, not a toy dinosaur. And now, Miles, you went with the screwdriver, and I know you, so you meant the drink, not the tool, but I'll give it to you anyway.
Yes!
It was, in fact.
Oh.
A screwdriver.
Me and this guy are like-minded people.
There you go. At least one for no one.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Oh, look, it's Mike Hawk.
Hello, everybody.
Ted.
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
For a good long weekend there. Let's talk a little TV here. So, this was on TV, but I didn't watch it on TV. I watched it in person. It was, let's go all the way back to Thursday Night Football. You're on Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
Hosting the LA Rams there. That was an interesting game, to say the least. I was not exactly happy about the outcome. Spoiler alert, in case you haven't seen it, Russell Wilson is very likely out for at least 4 to 8 weeks due to, I forget what the injury was.
A fractured finger?
No, it was a strained ligament of some sort, if I'm not mistaken, if not pulled in his finger, but it did require surgery. He got surgery like the next day. And now he's expected 4 to 8 weeks out of recovery. They said that they were optimistic about the four, but honestly, let's be realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay, we read, we read what's going on, but obviously our allegiance is with the Ravens, who suck right now.
Oh, no.
But, with Russell Wilson. So, in your mind, because you follow the team a lot, is this a situation where you go in and you try to make a trade with somebody who's got a good backup quarterback that's ready to maybe get in there and play, like Minshew and Philly, or hell, even Joe Flacco?
Right.
Do you throw a player at somebody to get a guy,
or
do you just go with what you have?
I wrote a blog about this, available at KISW.com if you want to go read it.
I have to go read the blog?
You do. There's one of a few routes that I think that they can take. Obviously, I'm an armchair quarterback, so they know what they're going to do. I'm just trying to speculate on what they could do here. One thing is honestly, Geno proved himself in that first drive that they had him out there. I remember standing in the stands. I didn't see the injury go down. Right. All I hear is the PA guy say, "In now, quarterback for the Seahawks, Geno Smith." I went, "What the hell is going on?" And then pretty soon, I start seeing people pull out their phones, and I start seeing the injury that he sustained.
All right.
But then he leads this touchdown drive that he actually looked really, really good on, and everything went according to plan. He got a touchdown pass to DK Metcalf, and then he got one more opportunity for the end of the game, and it did start, like, he had one play and it was an interception that was intended for Tyler Lockett. I don't put it all on him because Tyler tripped on his way out
sure.
to his route.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you can't do anything about it.
Right. As the ball was being released, Tyler trips, and so here's his cover wide open to go and grab that ball.
Well, in all fairness to Geno Smith, he knows the offense.
So he does.
He's been here long enough, and you got to keep in mind, man, he was playing for the Jets.
Right.
So as far as what he did early on in
his
career,
nobody looks good on the Jets.
Yeah, no.
It's one of those.
I mean, you just don't.
Right. It's not necessarily a reflection of your ability. I mean, look at Carolina with Sam Darnold. He's holding his own down there. Now, are they Super Bowl quality? We have yet to see. But they're not the Jets.
Right. Yeah, they're not.
Look, man, I remember watching a game when he was in college at West Virginia. I think Texas Tech was playing. I don't remember, but he threw for almost 600 yards, if not more
Goodness
than that.
Goodness gracious.
The guy, I mean, the guy, he can put the ball up in the air.
Right.
So as long as they design the offense around him being able to sling the ball and give him enough time,
exactly. Then
he'll be able to throw the ball down the field.
And if you've got targets like DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, you should be able to put the ball in their hands. So they will very likely go for this week once more with Geno Smith. Probably by this time next week, we'll know what route that they're going to take. And if we don't hear anything, most likely we're just going to say, you know what, Geno's our guy until Russell comes back.
Yeah, I mean, who's out there?
But then you could also try to find a backup quarterback that is good enough to get us through the remainder of Russell's recovery.
Well, let me ask you this. Did they already carry three quarterbacks on the roster?
They did, but
they've already got a backup.
But they got rid of Luton, I believe was his name.
Luton.
So, no, I think we're only down to the two there, Miles.
Right.
We might have somebody on the practice squad, because we also had Glennon, who went over to, I don't remember where he's...
New York?
We got him from Jacksonville, and yes, we might have actually passed him off to New York. And then we had Luton, who we got rid of as well. So it might be Geno, and then practice squad guys next. And that's...
It can be done, man. I mean, the Ravens went in with 15 injuries to starters going into the season.
Exactly.
And I want to say maybe six of them are back. It is what it is.
I just don't think it'd be smart to go after, like, a Cam Newton.
You're going to get him for 1 year, you're going to pay him a ton of money, and then you're going to have Russell Wilson coming back, and then you're going to have a competition for quarterback.
It's a matter of just learning the offense. So Geno knows the offense. So it takes somebody a little bit of time to come in and figure it out.
Exactly. So
he's already got that.
That might be just the route that they take. However, that was not the only action there on the football weekend. Pretty amazing thing for those of us here in the Seattle area. We were only really able to watch one 10 a.m. game, and that was the Green Bay Packers in Cincinnati against the Bengals. And some massive history happened on that game because, honestly, there were a lot of missed kicks on that one. There were five missed extra points on that
field goals.
On that game. Field goals that were missed. My bad.
And that was only in the last, like, 5 or 6 minutes.
Right. These were game-winning field goals that were missed. Every single one of them. Again, as Mr. Hill said, if you were watching Red Zone, Scott Hansen was absolutely losing his mind.
Oh, he was.
I don't know too much about the Bengals kicker, but, I mean, you know what Crosby can do. He just won last week.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah 27 in a row. Then they brought it up.
So, over.
Seriously. It just went to hell.
Thanks. On Saturday Night Live, they had an interesting host. I use that term lightly in Kim Kardashian, which I hear she actually did a half-decent job. I didn't catch the show myself, but I hear.
I read all of her monologue jokes, and, I mean, she was not holding anything back.
She was not. And, in fact, it sounded a little bit like this.
You know, my father was and still is such an influence and inspiration to me, and I credit him with really opening up my eyes to racial injustice. It's because of him that I met my first black person. Want to take a stab in the dark at who it was? I know it's sort of weird to remember the first black person you met, but OJ does leave a mark. Or several. Or none at all. I still don't know.
Give her credit, man. She pulled no punches in this monologue.
She was ripping apart her family.
Right. She says, you know, they asked me if I wanted to host. And I said, you want me to host? Why? I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time. I mean, actually, I only had like that one movie that came out. No one told me it was even going out.
No.
Must have slipped my mom's mind, she says. Let's see. I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm much more than just a pretty face and good hair and great makeup and amazing boobs and a perfect butt.
Did you read the one about the gold digger comment?
Yeah, the one thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one, so I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey. So she was taking shots all night.
You're not going to have a welcome home party for her.
No, you are not. No, you are not. Let me ask you something, guys. Do you know the top trending Halloween costume this year?
Oh, boy. Let's see. Last year.
Obviously, it's always something that's kind of in the popular media culture at the time.
Is it the new TV show that everyone's watching?
That is exactly right.
What is the new TV show?
It is Squid Game.
On
Netflix.
So what is it, a tracksuit?
So, yeah, that's basically all it is. It's just, it's a pink tracksuit, and then you get this mesh mask that either has a triangle, a square, or a circle. And knowing that I was coming in here to do TV time today, I spent a lot of the weekend watching the hour-long episodes of Squid Game. I'm 6 out of 9 episodes deep. This is a fun show.
Is it?
I'm not going to lie to you. This is basically, to really overly simplify it, it's a rehashed Hunger Games. The way that it starts out is that there are 450 some odd contestants, 456 to be exact, that are in crippling debt. I mean, these guys are hundreds of thousands, millions. There's one guy who's $2 billion in debt.
$2 billion?
Oh, yeah. These guys
I mean,
owe money.
Is this a real thing?
No. This is a fictional show. But these guys are all
the same question.
In debt to banks and loan sharks and everybody. And they're dealing with wands, so I think the most you can get there, I think they have people that are millions in debt is the highest that they go, just comparatively there. But then they are given this opportunity by this Agent Smith-looking guy who's got hundreds of thousands in a briefcase, and he plays a children's game with them. Now, I've never heard of this children's game, but basically each player has a folded origami square that's a little bit on the puffy side, and then one of the two contestants puts it down on the ground, and then the other has to slam theirs into the ground to try to get yours to flip over.
Okay.
And if you do, then you win, and if not, then you lose. And he's betting 100,000 won each time that he does this, and he's going to give this guy 100,000 each time that he wins. If not, he's like, it's okay if you can't pay for it, I'll just slap you across the face. Every time I win, I give you one slap. Every time you win, I'll give you 100 grand. And so this guy's like, of course, yeah, let's do it. And so after he earns this big old wad of cash, he gives him the card that says, hey, there's more games like this with a lot more money if you want to join in.
I see.
And so he gets in there with these 455 other people, all of which they were kind of in a way kidnapped because they called this phone number. They're like, just meet us here at this strange alleyway and wait for the van. He gets in the van, they get gassed, and he wakes up inside this warehouse in a jumpsuit, right? And so they get on the same term, like, no, you guys are all in crippling debt. This is your chance at getting back to it. There is millions, there's billions at stake to win this money. All you got to do is play some childish games and sign this waiver. And with the waiver, there's three rules. You cannot stop playing any of the games. If you refuse to play the game, then you are eliminated. And then if the majority votes, then the games will be terminated. It's three simple rules. You sign the waiver. This is your last final opportunity to get out. Everybody signs. Then they end up in this big old arena that's got like a dirt floor. And it looks like a really sad children's playground. Okay. And it's painted with all pretty colors and whatnot, but it's all sand and dirt on the ground. And there's this giant mechanical schoolgirl at the other side.
All right.
And then they lock the doors behind everybody, and then they basically tell them that you're going to play a game of red light, green light. When she says green light, you can run forward. As soon as she says red light, you need to stop. If your movement is detected, then you are then you're eliminated. And so they start playing, and everybody's kind of laughing about it. They're even making little side bets there as it goes. And then the first time that she says red light and somebody flinches just a little bit, all of a sudden you hear a gunshot and this guy goes down and hits the ground.
Jesus.
Nobody quite knows it's real just yet until the other guy gets up to him and sees him coughing up blood, and then he starts moving, and then all of a sudden it's a killing spree because now everybody's like, oh shoot, this thing's a game of life or death. And so at the end of this first game, it goes from 456 people all the way down to like 201. Like, they eliminate half the group.
So it's
kind
of like
game.
The Final Four or the beginning of the tournament.
Like the March Madness.
Storm 64.
But then, oh, it's called Pogs or Pogues by
Pogs,
man. Yes,
Pogs,
that's
yeah.
Exactly right. And then at the end of it, when they're all freaking out saying, hey, we didn't know that this was going to be a life or death thing, then they lower this massive plexiglass piggy bank into the airspace above this warehouse that they're all in. And then they just start dropping sacks of cash. And they drop $100 million for every contestant that was in there. So at the end of this, there's like $20 billion that is now inside this giant plexiglass deal. And then they tell you that at the end of this thing, the grand prize is going to be like 45.6 billion won if you win this entire contest. So I won't get any more into the movie other than to say that, like Hunger Games, they're going to make you fall in love with characters that, hey, there's one winner to this contest, so be ready for that heartbreak. And that's all that fun there. But yes, they are the top trending costume this year. As far as, honestly, they covered baby costumes. They covered couples costumes and costumes for adults. Squid Game was number one for both adults and for babies. As far as babies,
wow.
Little Red Riding Hood came in second. A spider, Peter Pan, and the Addams Family. And then for the adults, number one was Squid Game as well, followed by a gorilla, Britney Spears, Carnage, and Venom.
Okay. If you're Britney Spears, you're like, how the hell am I behind just a random gorilla?
Why did I get involved in this? Speaking of Netflix, they are making a That 70s Show spinoff. It's called That 90s Show. It's going to have Kurtwood Smith and Deborah Jo Rupp returning as Red and Kitty Foreman, and the original creators are also coming back as well. So hopefully it should do a little bit better than the That 80s Show that they tried to create there.
I liked Red. I forgot all about that.
It says it's going to take place in Wisconsin in 1995 with Red and Kitty as grandparents. Their granddaughter, Leah, who is the daughter of Eric and Donna, will be visiting them for the summer while making new friends. And Netflix has ordered 10 episodes. No word if the other actors are going to make a guest appearance. However, if the other Netflix show, The Ranch, is any indication, yes, they will. Because that was basically a That 70s Show reunion. That had Ashton Kutcher. That had
that launched his ass.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Fez, who's now like a big-time TV star.
Yep.
The dude, the nerdy kid, the son of Red, he has his own TV show now, which is doing well.
See, I don't know really any of the names of anybody other than Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Well, I always remember Mila Kunis.
I remember her, too.
Right?
Yeah. Jim Beam, right?
That is correct.
Angels Cut.
Angels Cut. Man.
Black Swan. Jim Beam.
If you're going to watch anything tonight, we got Monday Night Football on. The Baltimore Ravens are hosting the Indianapolis Colts. For you Dancing with the Stars fans, that's at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC. And if you're going to watch anything tonight, I'd recommend Jimmy Kimmel. He's got Martin Short.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida Sheriff asks if the 770 pounds of confiscated marijuana belongs to anyone you know. Meanwhile, a King County Sheriff warns of motion picture copy money being used as counterfeit dough. Fast food manager arrested after customers doused with hot deep fryer oil. Florida man with swords and knives arrested after the road he tried to broil. And a first date ends with a woman being tricked into buying 100 tacos. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Top three, we're going to Florida, where local authorities are looking to return something. They've released a letter calling whomever may have lost their near 800 pounds of marijuana to come on down to the police station to reclaim it.
I'll be there.
Given that it's worth upwards of $2 million, they understand that the owner would want it back, so they're inviting them to come down for an all-expense-paid
staycation.
Look,
and if he doesn't, I'll take some of it.
Right?
Yeah,
just call him and say, hey, look, man, if he doesn't show up, man, just count on me.
Is it legal in Florida?
I don't know.
Medical marijuana is not on that scale.
I believe that's why they are...
A lot of places not on that scale.
They're holding a contest for an all-expense-paid staycation there at the station for whoever wants to come on down and reclaim the marijuana. My question is, I'll take the time, but then can I get the marijuana at the end of it?
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean?
If you give it back, it's all good.
In other news, still in Florida, police responded to a call of a fire at a residence that they had been to several times in the last few months. The owner of the home had been called on several times for illegal burns and was then found sitting in his front yard as his property was ablaze. On his person was a knife in his waistband, a sword in one hand, and a half-gallon bottle of rum in the other that he started chugging in front of police.
Morgan.
Yeah, baby. After he was arrested and put in a holding cell, he made things worse on himself by breaking off a sprinkler head. Jeez. Flooding the booking room and adding more charges on him.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was having a bad day.
Oh, yeah. Or a good day, depending on, you know, his
fair
mentality.
Enough. Yeah, he'd already been called on a handful of times for... He probably had a burn barrel out back, but they said illegal burns, and now it just finally...
Oh, he caught the road on fire.
Made it to his house, yeah. Good work.
How did he catch a road on fire?
He put all the stuff out in the middle of the road.
Oh,
on fire.
Okay, well, that'll do it.
Plus, he had a half gallon of rum in his hand, so why not? You know, just pour it on down. Most of us have been on bad dates, but this one is a little extreme. One woman went to TikTok to tell her horror story. She was asked by her Tinder date to come to his house so that they could drive to dinner together, making her drive as he, quote, lost his keys. He then gave her step-by-step instructions on how to get to the so-called restaurant instead of just telling her that they were going to Taco Bell. He then ordered 100 tacos in the drive-thru and stuck her with the bill. The story was watched more than 13 million times on TikTok, leading to a fun comment section as well.
What is the point of that?
I know, right? It just...
I mean, you tricked her to buy 100 tacos, which I admit is kind of funny, but...
Right.
Like, who are these four? It's just me and you.
Right.
That would have never have happened.
And, like, four of them or six of them got eight in the night before she, you know, made her escape, as it were. But still, what's your angle?
You really like tacos that much,
man? She said that she knew the red flags, you know, the fact that, hey, come on over to my place so I can drive you. Oops, I lost my keys. That should have been the first one. Like, all right, dude, I'm out.
Right.
Later. Another bad fast food experience, this time in Tennessee. A customer got into a verbal altercation with the employee while in the drive-thru, claiming that the food that he got was cold. While getting cash together for a refund, surveillance footage caught the employee getting a little something extra for the customer, a metal pan full of fresh fryer oil.
Oh.
He then proceeded to douse the customer with the scalding oil, causing severe burns to his legs and arm.
Jesus.
The employee claims that he had been harassed by the customer several times over a few weeks about his dog, but nothing else is known about that particular situation.
I believe the employee
doesn't deserve that.
Right.
No, it does
you
not.
You still can't do that. Man.
Right.
Yeah, hot fryer oil is no joke.
You want to throw a drink on the guy, like, I'll forgive you for that. But hot oil, man, that's...
Or maybe it's
surgery.
The guy ordered a milkshake. Like, we know it's cold.
Right. Dumbass.
It's Wendy's. We have Frosty.
It's what you ordered.
Gotta love when work does itself for you. Police in Idaho brought in a man that they had believed had shot someone. They seized the firearm that the suspect had, despite him claiming that he hadn't done the shooting. They checked the surveillance footage of the incident and confirmed that it was not the man that they had, but someone that he was with. Not long after, the new suspect called police wanting to get the firearm that they had seized, to which police invited him to come on down to the station where he was arrested.
Damn.
And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Join us up next for the Men's Room Happy Hour. More Men's Room exclusively on the Odyssey app. We'll see you there.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Newsroom has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.